This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, Cape Town. Good evening, youth. Good evening, young adults. You are here on 180 Degrees on Radio K Pulpit. You're here with me, Inga Stoffels.
And you're here with me, Zoe George.
And I know you are missing that third voice, Miss Amarain Bass. And she will be joining us a little bit later with your What's Down. We have a fun show in store for you guys for tonight.
Indeed, we do. We have fun What's Down in Cape Town. We have an interesting Bible quiz. And this interview is very interesting. As you guys know, for the past about 2 months, we've been having a representative from Moot come in and speaking to us about how they've impacted the youth, how they've grown through Moot's assistance. And this tonight is no different. We have Jacqueline again with Caleb Mutumbu, a young motivator. And you guys do not want to miss this one. So stick around. We should be starting that interview at about 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So for now,
we're just going to have a fun, fun time. Inga, how was your weekend? I know my weekend was just filled with studies.
Oh, that's the best weekend ever. That's the best weekend.
Is it
the best
really?
Weekend to have?
I don't know
oh,
about that
goodness.
One.
Let me think about what did I do this weekend? I went for my monthly shopping. Myself and my husband. We actually had my mom-in-law. She came over to our place on Saturday, and then she looked after my Leray, and we were like, okay, we're going to go. We're going to do the shopping. But then we spent a nice... We left at 9 o'clock. We came back at like 12 o'clock.
Oof.
And we just like, we got us, you know, snacks on the way. We had breakfast. We did a whole thing. Mm. But it was really so nice. In the midst of buying groceries, looking for meat and everything, we decided, let's just make a morning out of it. But I must say, I really missed my daughter. And then when I got back home, I just hugged her and I was like,
That's so adorable.
But it was a good, and Sunday was a nice and chill day. Had lunch by my dad's place and then we went home. It was quite chilled. How was your weekend, minus the studies?
Well, I've pretty much studied this entire weekend, except for Saturday. I had a birthday dinner for a friend. She turned 26. So we went to an interesting hotel. I actually went to the wrong hotel at first, which because I went to, I don't know how I got confused, because they literally sent me a screenshot of the name of the hotel. Mm. And then I got confused and went to the wrong hotel.
Zoe was hotel hopping.
I was literally and taking selfies too.
Living that life.
Yes, it was super fun. But yeah, now if you guys want to tell us how your weekend went, we would love to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657.
That's 081-729-1657.
Now please listen to this banger of a song. It is called Details by Sarah Reeves. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town?
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town!
We are tuned in to 7 to 9 a.m. It is 7:09 p.m. Mm-hmm. It is great. We have Amarain on Zoom. She's going to handle the What's Down in Cape Town. Hi, Amarain. How are you?
Hello, guys. You know what? Things have been better. I must apologize to all the listeners. My car was broken into, so unfortunately I can't come into Cape Town today. But at least you have me via Zoom.
Yeah, and this is almost as good as having you in here. I mean, like in 2020, we saw most of our meetings turn into Zoom meetings in any case. So it's nothing too bad. Fortunately, we can still have you on the air for our listeners who love hearing your voice.
Yeah. Yeah, the new norm, guys. So today's What's Down in Cape Town is once again a What's Down in Your Kitchen. I picked a quick and easy cheesecake recipe. This one is incredibly easy. So for all of those people out there who's like, oh, I can't bake anything, I can't manage to not make a flop in the kitchen, this is for you. So the ingredients are 2 packets of lemon jelly, 1 container of creamed cottage cheese, 250ml of cream, and ingredients to make a biscuit base. So my ingredients for that is normally 1.5 tins of whatever coconut biscuit you like, and 90 grams of melted butter. Mix them together, press them in the bottom of the thing you're going to make the dish in, and yeah, there you have your biscuit base. You place that in the fridge so that hardens. Then you make the jelly using half of the water on the packet. You add the cream cheese and the cream to that. You mix it well until it's smooth. You pour that over the base and you put that in the fridge and you let all that sit. Now you get to be nice and creative. You can decorate it with a tin of strawberries, with other fruits, you know, whatever you feel like. My mom always used Mazina to thicken the juice of the tinned strawberries a little bit, and that was always really nice. Caramel, yeah, whatever you guys feel like doing. Get fancy with it.
My stomach is literally like grumbling after like hearing all the different ways you can be creative. Mm. I love the recipes.
I think I like What's Down in Your Kitchen.
Right?
Amazing.
It makes me wish my stove wasn't broken. Otherwise, I would be trying a new one every week. If you guys listen to this and you... As you were saying, Amore?
That's the nice thing about this. You don't need a stove because this is a fridge cheesecake. You just need to be able to mix things together.
Oh my goodness. So someone like me has no chance of burning it? That's amazing.
Exactly,
actually.
Zoe.
I'm legit going to try this because I've been craving something sweet. I can't wait for it. So let's just head on into the groovy movie section of the show. Thank you so much, Amadeen, for gifting us with that lovely, lovely recipe. I can't wait to try it.
Thank you guys for letting me zoom in.
Okay.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Groovy movie, I'll ruin it.
Hey!
What body did I put in bamboo?
Boom!
Time to watch the movies.
Movie time, y'all. It's in the groovy movie section of the show. And for this week, I am so excited. It's a more modern groovy movie. It's one that was supposed to have won an award, but it turns out I'm like the presenter of that award show. I'm not going to say the wrong one. I'm not going to say anything. In fact, I'm so good at keeping these secrets. But I thought that was a very interesting time in pop culture. If you have any idea what I'm referencing, because how many times has someone announced the wrong movie at an award show.
So true.
Right? I know they were embarrassed.
Zoe, play that tune.
I literally have to, you guys. Like, it was such an iconic musical, and I've actually met very few people who don't like it. It's so good. So if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and I really, really hope you do, I'm playing the opening song from the opening movie, and you can WhatsApp the answer to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. You can stick around for the interview we're going to have after this. It's going to be really fun, but for now, get your phones out.
To my name, hopped a bus, here I came. Could be brave or just insane, we'll have to see.
Cause maybe in that sleepy town, I'll sit one day, the lights
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just listened to My Story by Big Daddy Weave. Mm. I always love saying Big Daddy Weave. I always love listening to their songs.
I enjoyed that one.
Right? Mm. Whenever we play them on the radio station or whenever I play them in my own personal capacity, I always just rock out.
Yeah.
So yeah, before you play that.
Before we go on into the answer of the groovy movie, I just want to, like, for all our listeners out there, if there is any song request that you would ever like to send us any ideas, any song requests to 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. We want to hear from you. This isn't just the Zoe, Inga and Amarain show. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to engage with us. So remember to send us your groovy movie answers, your Bible quiz question answers, and also if there is a song that you would like to hear on Monday nights, please send it to us.
Yes, and in the same vein of us reaching out and communicating with you guys, you can also check us out on Facebook on the I Am Youth Movement. You can check us out on Instagram on I Am Y Movement. You can even go to the radio station's website, which is www.kpulpit.co.za. In fact, we just got a new app, you guys.
And love it.
Right?
It's straightforward. You can download it right now.
On any app store, it's available. It's super easy to use. And it just plays the radio station out in case you want to have a friend listen to us as well. And they don't have a radio. A lot of people don't have radios anymore.
Mm, it's quite sad. I'm one of
them. No.
Well, does my car radio count? Because they're
Inga. Oh, my goodness. No, it doesn't. Oh, my goodness. Let me give you guys the answer as I am in shock, literally, that Inga doesn't have a radio. So all of you guys who guessed correctly, you guys can give yourselves a pat on the back because this week's groovy movie was called Another Day of Sun. It's okay if you didn't know the title of the song because I'm not even sure if they say it, but it is from the movie La La Land with Emma Stone. Ryan Gosling. It's such a good movie.
I'm so glad you guys got it correctly, and you guys are probably, you know, Zoe wants to hit me because I don't have a radio, but I just got a message from my husband. We do have a radio at home.
Oh, wow. Where is it hidden?
It's somewhere in the office in the cupboards, but we do have a radio at home. So guys, that is not something you should crucify me for, but I did not watch La La Land. That is one thing I need to mention.
Oh my.
So,
every week you break my heart with these movies you haven't seen. Oh my.
What was the other one that I didn't see?
It was, I want to call it Shallow, but I know it's not called Shallow.
A Star is Born.
A Star is Born. You didn't see that one.
I watched the first few minutes, okay, guys?
That's not enough. It's a two-hour movie. It's not enough unless you watch the first 120 minutes. But oh my goodness, we digress, you guys. Let's go on into the interview section of the show. Unfortunately, we were unable to reach Mr. Kayla, but we still have Jacqueline here in studio. We are always blessed whenever she joins us here. So good evening, Jacqueline. The spotlight is on her. We're going to be talking to her about her MUT journey, everything MUT means to her, and you guys don't want to miss this one. Good evening, Jacqueline.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here again.
Yes. And we are happy to have you. You know, Jacqueline brings the smile into the studio.
Right?
If you have watched any of our previous Facebook Lives, you can also catch us on Facebook Lives on Mondays, but we will announce when we do go live. But you can catch Jacqueline and you can see that smile on the Facebook Live. She just brings this whole new sunshine into the studio. So good evening, Jacqueline. How are you today?
Good evening. I am a bit stressed. I was late. But I'm happy to be here. I made it on time, kind of. But yeah.
Always ready, in and out of season. So yes. Jacqueline, for those that are listening out there, and we've been saying MUT, MUT, MUT. Can you explain a little, what is MUT?
So a lot of people call it MUT, but or M-O-T, but it's MUT. And MUT means courage in Norwegian. So so like M-O-E-D in Afrikaans, MUT, that means also courage. So that's just a Norwegian word, and it was started in MUT. I mean, in Norway, by 23 years ago. And it's in South Africa now for about 13 years.
Awesome, awesome.
So I'd like to ask if you can tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, who is Jacqueline?
Okay, so I am a sister and an elder sister of, I think, three brothers.
You think?
So you're the only girl?
No, I have another sister.
Oh, okay, okay.
So one sister and three brothers, yes. And I studied at Fallsburg College. and got introduced to the Mood program there. And yeah, I am now currently the office and social media administrator at Mood.
You see, week in and week out when we have Mood representatives and Mood coaches, I see they're all from False Bay College.
Yes.
So is that like the recruiting hub for Mood, or?
I don't know. There's just something about False Bay College.
So how, if someone, you know, would like to get involved in Mood or something, how would they go about it? Does Mood have to recruit you? Can you approach someone in Mood? How does that work?
We can contact the Mood office and then we have a meeting with you guys, with whoever. So we usually partner with schools and colleges and organizations, but we also recruit volunteers, so they can just contact the Mood office.
So can you tell us how your journey with Mood started?
Okay, so I was just finished with matric. This was like 2013, so long ago. And then, I started False Bay College. And part of the orientation program, we had the Mood. It started with Mood. But it was, it was just like Mood, like, made us, we didn't know anyone. And just like having the Mood sessions and stuff, that made us more closer to our classmates. Yeah. So it started in 2013. And then I think in 2014, we got visited by the Mood office at the college. And I was just so inspired by them. And once I finished
orientation.
The 18 months training at college, and I had to do my practical.
Okay.
I contacted the Mood office, and then I was just like, no, I wanted to work at Mood, and I got in as an intern. So I think this was 2016 where I got in as an intern, and I'm still there since 2016.
Awesome. Wow. And would you say, like, you know, they say it's not really work. It will never feel like work if you're enjoying what you do. Do you say you have a passion for working with the people you work and where you work?
Yes, definitely. I never wanted to leave since 2016. I didn't want to leave at all. And I just grew. Like, I started off as an office intern, and then started with the social media. I was trained as social media. I wasn't I didn't study for it. So that's, I enjoy it. And the people, like the vibe, it's just like a family vibe.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't want to leave.
So hearing you talk about Mood, I can tell that you really and truly like working there, and like you've grown, and like it's really becoming a career path for you. So do you have a favorite memory associated with Mood?
I'd say when I was at college, yes. As when we finished, I think it was the last session of Mood. It's called the paper plate exercise.
Oh yeah. I remember.
Jesslyn
mentioned it.
So that they always like to say it's like talking behind someone's back, but in a positive way. So we put like this plate on your back, and then you just have to like write positive things about the person. So that's what I enjoy, and I like that people like, I have curly hair, and I like that people like used to mention, oh, your hair is curly, and like your personality.
Your smile.
So yes, my smile. So yes, that's definitely my favorite memory, because that's like a booster to my self.
And you know Mood is obviously, you're drawn to Mood for a specific reason. You kept there for a specific reason. Can you share some of Mood's values with us?
Okay, so the three core values, it's the courage to care, the courage to love, and the courage to say no. So with the courage to care, that's about caring for yourself and others, and just like creating that good feeling in others and like respecting them. And then with the courage to love, that is just to be yourself unconditionally and unapologetically.
Yes.
And just leading yourself. And sometimes you just have to accept that you won't always like be happy or whatever. The courage to love. And the courage to say no, that's about standing up for your values and practicing tough love.
You know, these Mood values, the one thing that stands out is authenticity. Like, be yourself. Like you said, unapologetically.
Yes.
Be yourself. And I saw this quote this week that says comparison is the thief of authenticity, something or the killer of authenticity. So when we start comparing, we lose our authentic self, because then we try and be like this one, like that one. And that's something I see, you know, with the Moot values, like just be yourself unapologetically, you know. You are authentic, you are unique, and just live it out, you know.
It's so true. I mean, we all have, I was literally thinking about this while I was doing my exam today, and my mind was wandering because I didn't know the specific case, but we all literally have our own paths that we go on. And I especially feel that, like, as young people, we tend to feel like, oh, our path should look like A, B, C. And then when it doesn't look like that, it tends to be a little bit discouraging, because you compare yourself to other people, killing your own authenticity in the process, when in actuality, God has written so many different but beautiful stories for us. So as long as we are, I guess, working and walking along the path God has prescribed for us, that's all that really matters. If it doesn't look like what the traditional story should look like, as long as you are accepting that you won't always be happy, but you are still happy with the end goal, that's what really matters.
I still remember when I was in my teenage years, I was always kind of like the odd one out, because I always had all this energy, and and everyone was like,
we love that here on 180 degrees.
So true.
And like they were all with mix it and like, you know, and
make a multi mix.
Yes, and I was just like there, like, you know, hyper and stuff. And then, like, as I grew, and I always, like, felt uncomfortable with myself, and I had a low self-esteem, but that actually, I just decided to accept myself. Like, I'm happy the way I am. I'm not gonna, I don't wanna, like, conform to the way society says.
Yes.
Right? So true.
And would you encourage others to be part of the Moot program? Yes. Would you encourage others? And also, what makes Moot so unique?
I would say, because, like, I feel that, like I said, I mentioned before, Moot is like a family, and it's like the good gang, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, there's actually a story. It was, we were at a camp, and then this boy stood up, and then he said that Moot is like a good gang, and then he said that he was actually in a gangster. He said that the bad gangsters, they create this bond. They can see that you are out, and then they give you all these nice things, new techies, and
to
all that stuff.
To draw you and to make you feel that brotherhood, to feel that family.
So, but he actually got out of that, and he said that Moot is the good gang, and that's what give you, like, that's what make him, like, feel part of a family, because of just the good vibes and the warmth, and everyone is so loving and caring. So that's what keeps me staying with Moot.
That's really important, I feel. Especially, I feel like I've mentioned this before, but especially in society where there are just so many children who are looking for, like, warmth and brotherhood and, like, family. And then the gangs come and they give them this false sense of brotherhood and love. Like, oh, you know, I love you because I got you all these material things. But Moot, I feel like even if you guys aren't giving them, like, Mercedes and, like, 1,000 rand.
And Jordans.
You're giving them something that is actually invaluable. Like, you're teaching them good life lessons. You're helping them become more secure.
Something
in who they
you can't
are.
Put a price on, really.
Right?
Yeah.
Out of all the Moot coaches that have come in, they've all just seemed to have grown so much personally. They've become more sure of themselves. Like, you can't buy that, you know? That's not, you can't put a price tag on that. You can't just pick it up at a store. So I would like to ask if there are any experiences that are either positive or negative that you have experienced that have shaped you into the person you are today.
I'd say, so in, I think in 2016, I don't know, I think I was too stressed or something, but I got diagnosed with Graves' disease, hypertension, and my eyes was like standing so big. And yeah, I don't know, like, how it got caused, or how it was triggered, but that was definitely a negative experience, and that really broke me. But I was part of the Moot family that time also, and just having that like I said, the family, like, every morning we will have, like, coffee, and we will just talk and, like, just back out. There was a lot of times that I cried and like I broke down, and they will always need to support me. So that's definitely a negative experience. But I came out of that. I don't have it anymore.
And praise God.
Yeah. I was so happy about that because, like, my eyes and it's just like my body was always shaking, my hands. Mm. So, yeah, I'm glad to have gotten out of that.
I wanted to ask, because this is the first time I'm actually hearing about it, about Graves' disease. Like, I've never heard of it before. So yeah. what is it? Like, not that we want to focus on the disease, but we just want you guys, you know, to understand what Jacqueline has come out of, what she's been healed of. So just for those of you that might not understand or grasp what Graves' disease is, can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, what, like you said, you don't know how what triggered it.
Mm.
But what were the symptoms? How did you know it was something was wrong?
My heart was always beating fast, and my eyes would like stand out like out of my eye socket. But they said that the main thing was stress. I don't know what I was stressed about that time though. But yeah, that's definitely what triggered it. And then the fast heart beating, the heart palpitations, that's what made me want to go to the doctor. And then that's when they said, but apparently it's when hormones are pumped out. So you get hypertension and you get hypotension, but I had hypertension, so that helped me lose weight faster. And then once I went through the medication, I got hypotension. And that's when I picked up more weight and all that. But the medication definitely helped. I took it whenever they said I must take it. And
Sure. Jacqueline, you know, we know this was very, very short notice, but I just want to tell you, you are doing good. You did well. Mm-hmm. Thank you so, so much for, you know, joining us and for opening up to us. And just for those out there who would like to get in contact with Moot or would somehow like to get involved, could you give us your social media handles and your website and contact details just for the viewers out there?
Okay, so our website is www.moot.org.za, and our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter, and on LinkedIn. It's at Moot South Africa. And then our contact details is 021-6966-10.
Yes, the social media part of you is really coming through. I mean,
I was
going to
say, and you didn't even study.
Right? It was just like flowing
on
like
the
a
job
river.
Training, and you're just like,
cum laude. That's how she passed. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. This was really such a fun interview.
Thank you.
So we're going to go straight on into the mystery Bible quiz section of the show, you guys. I think this one's going to be pretty interesting, actually. It's not really like the ones we've done before.
Dis die eerste. Dis die Kaapse Kansel 729 AM eerste. Met Kaapse Kansel kan jy nou jou inkopies doen in die gemak van jou eie huis. Maak 'n koppie koffie, kry jou skootrekenaar of selfoon gereed. Neem 'n slukkie koffie en besoek nou kaapsekansel.co.za. Klik op die aanlyn inkopiesentrum en snuffel rond na hartelus. Van opvoedkundige, gesondheidsprodukte tot klerasie en binnehuise versiering items. Jou alles in een Kaapse Kansel winkelsentrum. Dis online. Dis eenvoudig. Klik en koop. 'N Deel van die winste gaan aan Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Onthou, dis kaapsekansel.co.za.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM.
Mystery Bible Quiz.
And it is 22:08 o'clock on the dot. You are tuned into 180 degrees on 729 AM. We had just finished a very interesting interview with Jacqueline Carolus, and she spoke to us about her Moot experience.
Yes.
Also gave us some tips on how to spot possible Graves' disease. But it was such a great interview. It really flowed.
I enjoyed it. It was like a chat. It was really like a chat. And now, moving on from that chat, we are into the Bible quiz. Mm. So, get your phones ready, get your Bibles ready, get your Googles ready. I am going to give you guys the question, and tonight's question goes a little something like this. What is the name the Bible gives to giants. Okay, you guys can't see me, but I'm doing inverted commas. Giants. So I'm the question lady today. I don't have the answer, but Miss George has the answer for us. And if you have the answer for us, you can SMS us on 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657.
Now, as you guys are busy thinking to yourself, does the Bible even mention the word giants? You can listen to Fear Not by Missy Hale. To my a song that was by Missy Hale, it was called Fear Not. And indeed, it was quite longing of like the early 2000s. I liked it. It
definitely
was fun.
Gave me that, you know, pop movie vibes.
Right? I feel like it'd be a movie where this girl is like going on. It's like a coming of age movie or something.
Mm.
But before I go into the movies, because we're not even in the groovy movie section of the show, I'm going to give you guys this week's answer to the Bible quiz. So the question posed was, what is the name the Bible gives to giants? Now, you can find the answer in Numbers 13, verses 33. That is when the term is first used. And it is a term called the Nephilim. Now, the Nephilim are mentioned throughout the Bible. In fact, I've been doing a little bit of research on my own on what the Nephilim were. Some people say Goliath was a Nephilim. And some translations of the Bible just use the word giant. But generally, you'll find this word. It's first mentioned in Numbers 13, verses 33. And if you do your own research on it, you can find out a lot of very, very interesting things. But we're not going to get into that right now. Maybe at a later stage when we can talk about like some fun Bible facts. Let's just head on straight into the happy health tip.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
I am proud to say I ate a slab on the way here.
Ah, yes, the source of happiness. You were on a mission,
I was
complete.
Like, I am ready for my happy health tip.
As you should.
Anyway, for this week, and I know we've done, you know, immune boosters and things like that. So for this week, I'm giving you 5 ways to boost your immune system. Yes, you know, we are still in, what would Luane say, ye old plague times.
Oh my goodness.
So
the
we are still, the plague is upon us. So we are still in those times and we still need to, you know, be safe. Wear your mask, sanitize your hands, and I'm going to give you 5 ways to boost your immune system. Number one is maintaining a healthy diet. As with most things in your body, a healthy diet is key to a strong immune system. This means making sure you eat plenty of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, lean protein, and healthy fats. So it's no use you only eating vegetables, but you're not having healthy fats and lean protein. Mm. So keep that balance and get enough of everything. Number two, exercise regularly. Physical activity isn't just for building muscles and helping yourself de-stress. It's also important, an important part of being healthy and supporting a healthy immune system. One way exercise may improve immune function is by boosting your overall circulation and making it easier for immune cells and other infection-fighting molecules to travel more easily throughout your body. And I've actually heard that, you know, when people say you should work out in the morning before you go to work or before you do anything. That's actually why people wake up so early to work out, because they say it helps the circulation in your body and the blood flow and everything, and it just gives you a good day. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I thought those people just like did not enjoy life. Like, like, why would you start the day
they were
with
testing
this hectic,
themselves.
Right?
Number three is hydrate. Water plays many important roles in your body, including supporting your immune system. Number four, we love this one here at 180 Degrees. Get plenty of sleep.
I know I'm already doing that one.
Sleep certainly doesn't feel like an active process, but there are plenty of important activities happening in your body when you are not awake, even if you don't realize it. For instance, important infection-fighting molecules are created while you sleep.
Mm.
They also say sleep is like kind of like a reset button for your body. It re-energizes, it resets, and it makes you ready for the next day.
So true. This just makes me think of, you know, African parents, whenever you tell them that you're sick, the first thing they'll tell you to do is like sleep.
Yeah.
You could have broken your leg and your mom is like, take a nap.
And so you're like, but this is phone. It's not...
Right, but then you feel better after the nap. They know something we don't, you guys. They really do.
And the last one, number 5, is minimize stress. And I cannot stress this enough. See what I did there?
You love the pun.
Minimize stress. Whether it comes on quick or it builds over time, it is important to understand how stress affects your health, including the impact it has on your immune system. During a period of stress, particularly chronic stress that's frequent and long-lasting, your body responds by initiating a stress response. This stress response in turn suppresses your immune system, increasing your chance of infection and illness. So stress can literally, you know when they say stress can make you sick? It can.
It really can. I used to work for someone who's, he had not had his stress under control, and it really manifested in some disease. I think it was like diabetes or something.
Yeah.
And it's just insane because if you have diabetes, you probably can't have as much chocolate.
And we all know chocolate is the true source of happiness.
Yes. So if you want to stay happy, you guys, look after your stress so you can eat as much sugar as possible. But yeah, it is 10 minutes to 8 o'clock.
10 minutes to 8. We are at the bottom, almost at the bottom of the hour. And this was a fun show. I really enjoyed tonight. Guys, remember what we said. SMS us, WhatsApp us, and you must know this number by now. WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. Next week, we want to hear from you guys. We want you guys to interact with us. So during the week, we will be keeping our eyes on those WhatsApp lines. And we'll be waiting for those song requests to come in. Zoe, what have you been listening to nowadays?
Well, to be honest, I have been listening to Donda by Kanye West. I didn't know it was going to be a gospel album. So when I first heard it, I was quite surprised. Like, I think he literally makes such beautiful music, even when it's secular. But this album is very beautiful. He's got features from everyone and their cousin, and I've been loving it. If possible, I would love to request that to be played.
Yeah. I think, Zoe,
not the Donda chat, but like anything else on the album.
Yeah, that one I should read.
But what about you, Inga? What have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? You know, my baby loves worship for some reason. Like, I will put on Cocomelon, or I will put on, she likes Alvin and the Chipmunks, so I'll put that on. But she gets bored with Alvin and the Chipmunks. But as soon as I put on worship, she's like, and we've been listening to Maverick City, a lot of Maverick City recently. And her favorite song is Wait On You. I'm going to see if we can play it next week. Yes. So they have the song called Wait On You. And whenever she hears the keys in the beginning, she's just like, her head turns. I was busy making her to sleep. And then my husband was busy, you know, busy in the lounge. And then that song was next on the playlist. And as that song played, her head just lifted. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's awake now. But yeah, she absolutely loves that song. And we've been enjoying Maverick City. But, you know, my husband also likes new music.
Yes.
So we kind of just also have a shuffle on Spotify. And whatever comes up, whatever sticks, we are playing it. We are playing it, you know. And we enjoy it like that.
Yeah, oh my goodness. You guys, have you checked out their newest album with Elevation Worship?
Yes, that's where Wait On You.
Old Church Basement.
Yes, Wait On You is on that album.
Such a good album. Oh my goodness.
Love it.
Unfortunately, you guys, we have to say goodbye. We wish we didn't have to, but we'll be back again same time next week. Stay tuned for the youth show that's going to play afterwards. But for now, this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.